This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Welcome to the latest issue of the Matrix podcast. Today we are talking with Bill Reimer, who is the Director of Landscape Architecture at Matrix New World. Bill, how are you today?
Very good. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good. We know you're a busy guy. We appreciate very much that you could join us. Explain a little bit about what is landscape architecture.
Well, landscape architecture is a broad subject. I think there's a lot of synergies and things that overlap with both architecture and engineering. They could run the gamut from landscape plans to athletic field design and completely new park design, and also assisting engineering in the process of designing other facilities.
And now, how long have you been doing landscape architecture?
For about 24 years.
How many projects have you done over those 24 years?
Too many to count. The more years I have in this business, sometimes it's hard to remember some of the things that I've done, but there are always a few that, you know, you carry with you, like they're your little babies, you know, like you want to keep track of them and see how they're going. But it's been a long road. Hopefully I got a few more years left in my in the tank too.
Now, is most of your work in New Jersey, or do you also do work outside the state?
We are doing some work in New York. We're planning to expand that as well. Historically, I've done some work in other parts of the country, planning stuff in Arizona for our crane site out there too. We did a little work, again, just in planning end of things, but majority of the work runs in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area.
It seems to me that there's no two projects that are alike. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think so, because there's no simple kit of parts that you could put into one specific project. Now, certain things like synthetic turf fields, the approach is similar, but every site has different variables, different slope, different soil conditions. So, yeah, each one is its own unique project with its own hurdles.
When you get hired to do a park, what are you looking to achieve?
The overall goal is to have people use the spaces that Matrix and or I create. So that's why I was saying, like, these are my babies. And sometimes, you know, I'm always looking, checking to see how people are using the spaces, because ultimately it makes you a better designer if you can learn from, you know, how people use these spaces. How do I improve it moving forward the next time? What can I do better? As a designer and as a landscape architect, you're always looking for that, and you're always looking for people to use those facilities. You could create the greatest design, but if nobody shows up, it's not a high-quality product.
What I've noticed about Matrix is that the company is very good at doing urban parks, that they can take 2 acres of land or 3 acres of land and really maximize the benefits of it. How are you able to accomplish so much with just such small pieces of property?
When you have the right people as a partner in the design process, it works out wonderfully. Packing a lot of programming into a small space, you know, it has its challenges. I would call it three factors. You got the municipality or agency or entity that would hire you to do the work. You get input from them. You also get input from the public, because they will be part of that process as well, and then your design experience. And all those three facets come together to put together good design.
What about growth areas? Where do you see, in the area of urban architecture, where do you see the next 5 to 10 years? Where do you see the opportunities?
You know, the population trends are heading towards the cities. You're going to have more need for upgrading and renovating these urban parks. The younger generation are kind of staying city-centric because they like the ability to have everything there at their fingertips. We worked on the update for the Hudson County Master Plan, and in there we were trying to see where we could input technology, and one of the things we came up with is to have a mobile app for people, because they're all about smartphones and usage. So you could go through the park, upload this mobile app, and find out where things are, like on large parks where there's 700 acres. Hey, I want to know where the bocce ball courts are, or I've never been here before. Where's the event going on? Where you could just click on it, and it would tell you where you needed to be or where you need to go. So that was kind of interesting, trying to fold that into the master plan update.
It seems to me that everyone is drawn to parkland. To me, it seems you have a tremendous opportunity to create some incredible spaces.
Yes, and I think it's a good thing that municipalities and towns are pushing developers to do that. It is an amenity. When you think about it, it boosts the values of the development as well, because you have that amenity there that people can use. If you don't have those spaces, it may be an unsuccessful project. You know, if I want to entice families to come in with little kids, these things have to be thought about.
Tell me, you know, the Matrix difference. You know, why would somebody hire Matrix for landscape architecture services over somebody else?
I think Matrix as a company, you feel like family here, and I think we treat our clients that way too. It's a very, very good place to work, and I think we have very qualified professionals that work here, and I think that in turn results in good work product and quality service. The problem solving, the ability to visualize how these things would come together, that's one of the things that I think we, in my many years of experience, that's kind of one of the things I bring to the table. It's kind of like putting puzzles together, I guess. When you see the components that go in there, it's how quickly and how well you can put that together. And the ability to do that in an environment where sometimes it can be on the fly. Like a lot of times we're in a meeting in a room and we have, you know, trace paper rolled out and we're taking input and designing it while we're talking to people. The other thing that does, it gives people the ability of ownership, you know, the idea of like, hey, I helped create that. So we're good at that too. It takes the skills of an artist as well as the engineering behind it and the knowledge of the land and the plant material. So it's a unique profession. I enjoy it very much. You know, it makes me feel good when I see people, children, you know, using the park and enjoying it. That lets me know that I'm doing the right thing and I chose the right path.
Thank you very much for being on the Matrix Podcast. We're here again with Bill Reimer, Director of Landscape Architecture at Matrix New World, based at the headquarters in Florham Park, New Jersey. Bill, what is the easiest way people can get in touch with you?
If they want to reach out to me, they can email me at wreimer, that's R-E-I-M-E-R, at Matrix, like the movie, N-E-W-O-R-L-D.com.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixnewworld.com. That's matrixneworld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixnewworld.com. Thanks again for listening.